You're listening to the Daily Mishnah Podcast with Benedict.
So we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah of Ketubot that the Ketubah, that if you like, all of the minimum price on a Ketubah, the minimum sum on a Ketubah, this is the sum that the woman would receive if her husband dies or if she divorces. The minimum sum for a virgin is 200 zuz, and for a widow a maneh, which is 100 zuz. And we talked about the fact that it seems as though the sages are making a financial incentive for men to marry widows. And we talked about the fact that a virgin who is also a widow, but from betrothal. So in other words, she was betrothed, and then she became widowed. Or for that matter, she might be divorced, but from betrothal. So she's never been married. Or for that matter, she might be a chalutza from betrothal. So her husband died and then she performed chalitza, but before she was married, but after kiddushin and before nisuin. And in these situations, she's treated like a virgin. Her ketubah is 200. That's the second Mishnah in Ketubot. Now, the Mishnah will do a little discursus, but after that discursus, it comes back and it gives us a parallel teaching, which actually appears in the fourth Mishnah. So I'm going to skip, if you like, one Mishnah and jump to the fourth Mishnah, because we have exactly the same teaching, but taught the other way around. Betula almana grusha v'chalutza min ha-nisuin, a virgin who was a widow, a divorcee, or a chalutza from marriage. So not from kiddushin, but from marriage. Her ketubah is a maneh, and there's no claim of non-virginity. In other words, that we sort of assume that someone who's married is not a virgin. And this really relates back to perhaps the economic reason why the ketubah of a widow or a divorcee, this doesn't explain the chalutza, but it probably does actually explain the chalutza, because all these three have been married before. And so we assume that when they went out, they already had their ketubah. So I think we can assume that they already have some significant financial standing. And this may be another, apart from the economic incentive to marry widows, this might be another reason why the ketubah of these categories is less than the ketubah of a virgin who has no money at all. And then the Mishnah goes on to teach hagioret v'hashfuya v'hashifcha sheniftu or shenitgaru or shenishtachru yeterot al benot shalosh shanim v'yom echad. Proselyte, a captive, and a slave who've been redeemed or converted or freed more than 3 years and a day old. Remember, in the previous Mishnah, we dealt with these categories who are redeemed, converted, or freed less than 3 days, 3 years old, and they're assumed to be virgins. So these are now more than 3 years old. These are assumed not to be virgins. Ketubotan maneh, their ketubah is a maneh, the same as for any other, for a previously married woman, v'ein lahen ta'anat betulim, and there's no claim of non-virginity. So in other words, the fourth Mishnah is, if you like, the mirror image of the second Mishnah, but in different categories. And then the third Mishnah deals with these exceptions. Hakadol shebala katana, if an adult has intercourse with a child, and here it's not clear who from the Mishnah who we're talking to, but it's clear from the Gemara that this is understood as a child less than the age of three. So we're not talking about someone who's illegally a minor. And remember, we've said already that sexual intercourse isn't just not considered to have any legal effect below the age of three in the case of a woman. And we learned in the Mishnah of Yevamot that it's not considered to have any meaning under the age of nine for a man or a boy. So the Mishnah teaches Hagadol Shebala Ketana, V'Hakatan Shebala Gedola, and a small boy who had intercourse with an adult woman. And again, this will be someone who's younger than 9 years old. Or Umu cut eights, someone who is injured by a piece of wood. Ketubatan matan divrei Rabbi Meir. Their ketubah is 200, according to Rabbi Meir. So they're considered virgins. It's very interesting, this expression, umu cut etz. The rabbis are someone who's injured by a piece of wood. And the rabbis seem to have an understanding that it's possible for a woman to lose the signs of her virginity without actually having had sexual intercourse. So, and maybe today, Joshua Falk, who writes a commentary on the Mishnah, says, oh, today we would call that riding on horseback. But the rabbis call it injured by a piece of wood. They don't mean this literally. They just mean there's something happened that we can't explain. And the Chachamim Omrim and the sages say, Mukat Eitz Ktubata Mone. Someone injured by a piece of wood, her Ktubah is a Mone. So it is only 100 zuz, i.e., according to that of any woman who's not a virgin. So the sages seem to go with physical signs of virginity, whereas Rabbi Meir seems to say, actually, no, what we're concerned here is whether she's previously had sexual intercourse. And the halakha goes according to the sages.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Daily Mishnah Podcast with Benedict.